Good morning. Today's daf in Tanis Chav Gimel. We are in Chav Beis Amud Beis, here in the third parak, continuing with a lot of Agadita. The third parak over here nearly is entirely Agadita, but the theme of the third parak is davening for Tzaris. The first two parakim focused on the Tzaris of the lack of rain, and then for the third parak, we talked about other Tzaris that are going to require us to have an immediate response and a strong reaction because they are communal calamities that befall the Jewish people. And so, picking up from the Mishnah, this is now the heading of the Mishnah, we go right in. We're starting with the Gemara on Chav Beis Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. So the Gemara starts off, Al Kol Tzara Shalotava Latzibra Tanur Rabbanan. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Al Kol Tzara Shalotava Latzibra Masrin Aleha. So, any tzara, now shalom savo, Rashi already back in the Mishnah says that's euphemistic. It just simply means that we don't want any tzara that comes on the tzibra. So, and if it does, so masrin Allah. So immediately we go to masrin. Masrin certainly means that we're davening. We have extra tefillos. Could also mean that we're blowing the shofar as well. Chutz mirov gshamim. However, let's say there's too much rain. So for too much rain, and even though when we say too much rain, meaning it's at this point in time harmful, but still, for Rov Gishama, we're not going to daven. So my time, I'm Rav Yochanan, Lefishe Mespam, Rav Atova. Because that's Rov Tov, meaning that's good. Okay, so it's a lot of good, but that's not something that we complain about. Vam Rav Yochanan, Minayin Shem Mespam, Rav Atova. So the Gemara says, now give me a source for this. Gemara says, sure. Shenem Rav Yiskol HaMaser, Ola Beis HaOtzer. So the Pasuk in Malachi. So we've seen this drush already a couple times to Hachas, and my Adbili died. And basically, the Torah goes on to describe, the Navi goes on to describe, that you're gonna have so much good, so ad beli dai. And what does that mean? And I'm a rami bar rav, ashi yivlu sif sasechem lomar dai. You ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu, okay, that's great, enough. And you start getting tired of saying enough. In other words, it's that much good coming down. Anyway, but the point is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes is gonna give us, so much good that we're gonna want to say enough. In fact, we may even consider davening like that, but that's exactly the point. We shouldn't. Amarami bar Rav Yudah v'Gola Masrin Aleha. Now, even though we just concluded that if it's Rov Tova, you shouldn't daven in. Okay, in other words, so it's too much rain. Okay, but still, you should leave it alone and you should not daven. However, if you're living in Golos, so there, people could get hurt if it rains too much, right? We live in a flood zone, apparently. So, in other words, and under those circumstances, so you should daven for. Tanya Nami Hachi, Shana Shigishmam Rubam, Anshe Mishmar Shochan Lanche Maimad. So, in a place where, Gishamim Rubim, too much rain. So the Anshe Mishmar say to the Anshe Maimad, remember the Anshe Maimad are the representation of the Jewish people who are davening on behalf of the Jewish people during the Avoda. So, Tinu Enechem Achichim Shebegola. So, take into consideration those living in the exile. Shelo Yebatem Kivrayim. So that their houses do not become, their graves. In other words, for them, too much rain is going to be dangerous. So for them, they daven. Shalos Rebbe Lazar at Hechen Gishamim Yard Mispalo Shelo Yardu. So could we give like some sort of benchmark of what is too much rain? So Amalem Kadesh Yamud Adam Bekeren Ofel. So you're going to be standing Bekeren Ofel. Keren Ofel is some sort of high point. It's an area which is a high elevation. And v'yishach sheikh raglav b'mayim. And your feet are basically waiting in water. Okay, so basically, it's not going to get there, but some sort of point of high elevation. And if your feet are waiting in water, so then at that point in time, that's the benchmark. Then you stop diving for rain. So v'hatani b'lentan b'raisa yadav. So raglav kiyadav. So the b'raisa says that your hands are waiting in water. The Gemara says, nah, it's not a stira. It means that basically as you bend down, your hands are going to be touching the ground. So kamina, that's what the Braisa meant. Okay, anyway, but the point is that when you're standing on this elevated peak and the rain gets up there, the water gets up there, that's when you daven for the rain to stop. Otherwise, you don't daven. Amarabba barbachana li didi chazili keren ofel. I saw this place. Dekamu utaya. Kirachav Gimala. So I'm watching now. This Rashi describes Yishmaeli, who's on a camel. He's on this elevated area. Vinaka Rumcha Biyadein. He's got a spear in his hand. So basically, he right now is on an elevated area, riding a tall animal, holding a spear in his hand. So basically, what does it look like? Mischaze Ayiniva. And from my vantage point, meaning I was basically on the lowlands, so I'm looking at him. He's so high up there. He looks like a little. He looks like a little bug, a little speck. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Menasati gishmechem biitam lo shechura v'lo tzmeah ela beinanis. Okay, so what are we davening for? We're davening for gishmechem biitam, an appropriate amount of rain, literally a timely rain, but not that the water gets oversaturated, and obviously not that the ground be thirsty for water. In other words, beinanis. We want the water in a good amount. If the water gets too saturated, so basically it drowns the ground and fruit are not coming out. Davar acher, alternatively, as we are now on the top of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Be'itam b'leila rivios v'leila shabasos. Also, when we say timely, another way that we can interpret timely is literally timely. We want it to come at the right time. What is the right time? So when we don't need to go out. In other words, at night, and specifically the night of Wednesday and the night of Shabbos, meaning Tuesday night, Friday night. The Gemara in Pesachim goes on to describe why these nights are the ones that you go out least frequently. Friday night's the easiest to explain. Everyone's home on Friday night. No one's going out on Friday night, of course, until you're invited to go out on Friday night. But nobody's going out on Friday night. It's Tuesday night. The Gemara in Pesachim also discusses. Anyway, but at times where it is most convenient for us, that's Be'itam. That's another Pshan Be'itam. Shekem Atzina B'yimei Shimon Meshetach. In fact, during the days of Shimon Meshetach, Shiyard Lam Gishamim B'leil Revius V'leil Shabbosos Achenasu Achitim Keklayos Arm Kegarinei Zesim V'Adashin Kedinei Zahav. So first of all, during the days of Shimon Meshetach, remember, he's one of the Zugos. And if I recall correctly, he's the third of the Zugos. There are five Zugos from Shimon HaTzadik up until Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, or I should say better, up until Hillel and Shammai. Hillel and Shammai are Zug number 5. And so Shimon B'Shetach, if I remember correctly, so he's part of Zug number 3. So he's during Bayit Sheni. We'll see more about him later this morning. So anyway, in his days, number 1, it rained in a timely manner, meaning Tuesday nights and Friday nights. And additional to that, also good amount, like a perfect amount. The wheats were the size of a kidney, and the barley was the size of olives, and the adashim were the size of golden coins. So in other words, everything grew to what it should be. And Vitzara Mehem Dugma Ladaris, in fact, what they did is they basically preserved this for future generations. Meaning, here's what the grains should really grow to. That's not what they normally grow to. So Aladia Kamachei Gorim. So unfortunately, for all other generations, it really speaks poorly about every other generation. So the Chet is going to be Gorim. Shenem Rav Nasechem Hitu Ela. So because of the chait, so there was a prevention of good. So, I'm sorry, tov mikem. Also, we're going to fast forward now to the days of Hordos, where they not built the Beis HaMikdash, but rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, there already was a Beis HaMikdash during the days of Hordos, but he did quite a number in terms of refurbishing. And Bebinyan Beis HaMikdash, Vayu Yordim Gesheman Belayla. So, and it rained there at night. Lamacha Nishbar Ruch V'Nispazru Avim. And then by morning, wind blows, cloud scattered, V'Zarcha Chama. And the sun shone. V'Yatzu Amla Malachim V'Yadu Shemalacha Shemayim B'Yadehim. People were able to go to work in terms of construction of the Beis HaMikdash, and they knew they basically received a haskama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You did a good job. I heard a wonderful question. I don't have a great answer, but boy, such a good question. We know the Gemara in Sukkah, we just went through it not so long ago, that says that every one of the grains represents a shear, right? And the Gemara goes through every one of the grains and represents a shear. We've just learned together now in our Gemara that there really is a potential for every one of the grains to grow considerably larger. So now when we talk about the shearim that are produced from each one of the grains, so are we going with the grains that we normally see? Unfortunately, for most of the generations, the chet is goreim, that the grains are, you know, in what we look at the reduced size, or should we be looking at the grains in terms of how they really should maximize when to their full potential? Okay, right. The question is more academic than it is practical, but it's really good. Anyway, Meister Shashach L'Choni HaMagel. Okay, good. So this is now Choni HaMagel round 2. The Mishnah already gave us a whole the Maisa with Choni HaMagel. You go back to the Mishnah and Daf Yutes. So the Mishnah, which is normally not in the business of telling Maisim, every now and then a short Maisim is told in the Mishnah in order to make a point, but the Mishnah told a story regarding Choni Amago. We're all familiar with the story. As I pointed out, probably one of the most popular stories in all of Shas. So the Mishnah back in the beginning of the Perek on Daf Yates told us a story, and here in today's Daf, so we're going to be seeing the story, expanded version. So it's the same story, but with more details, a lot more details. And so that's going to be covering a good amount of a first half of today's daf. Tanu Rabbanan. So the entire rainy season has almost gone by. We are now deep into the month of Adar and no rain. Now we were expecting rain already back in Cheshvan. So now the whole winter has passed and there's no rain. So they go to Choni Amago and say, look, we need you. So please start davening on our behalf. So, okay, so he tried and it didn't work. Aguga. So he drew a circle of Amad Besocha. And now he's standing in the circle. Kedar Sha'asa Chavakuk Navi. Now it happens to be that it's not unprecedented. Go back to the generations of Chavakuk. He did it. Shanamra Mishmati Amdavi Yetzatva Amatsur. Okay. Amar Lefanav, Choni Amago says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam Banecha, Samu Pneihem Alai, Sha'ani Keben Bayis Lefanecha. So everyone's looking to me because they know how close you and I are. So Nishba Ani B'Shmecha, B'Shimcha Agadol, She'ani Zaz Mikan, Ad Shetarachem Al Banecha. So I'm not moving from here until you have Rachmanis on your children. Hizchilu G'shamim Minatfim. So the rain starts coming down, but only in drips. Amar Lo Tamid of Rebbe, right? Incha V'Lo Namos. We want to see you. We do not want to die. Meaning, quite frankly, it's insufficient rain. Now, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not going to say no to you, but the rain is only so that he doesn't say no to you. Meaning, so you said rain, and rain's coming down, but quite frankly, it's insufficient. So Amar, lo kach sha'alti ela gishmei bor shichinu ma'aros. So Choni Amago turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now a second time and says, look, we need the reservoirs to fill up. We need the amount of rain so that the reservoirs fill up. So yardu b'za'af. So now the rain comes down, but with anger. Ashekol tipa v'tipa kamale pi chavis. So, and now the rain drops. Each drop is the size of a barrel. V'shir chachamim shein tipa p'chusa milug. Each drop was the size of a lug. Okay, the amount of wine that we drink at Kiddush is revius, a quarter of a lug. Okay, so we're describing each drop. Amar lo tamid Rabbi ra'in chavalo namus. So again, the Talmidim say, so we want to see you, we do not want to die. And this rain is killing us. Seems like the rain is coming down to destroy the world. Amar lefanav, lo kach sha'alti ela gishmei ratzon brach unedava. And so now for a third time. So Choni Amago turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, the kind of rain that we're looking for, bracha, nedava. Right? We want the perfect amount. So Yaudu Kiteknan Achi Alu Kola Amla Harabais Mimneg Shamim. Good. So enough rain comes down now. In fact, everyone's seeking refuge in elevated areas. Everyone's going to the Harabais. Harabais is an elevated area. And so because it's raining so much, Amalo Rebbe Kishem Shi Spalato Shiardu Kach Hispalam Veyelechu Lahem. So now they asked, okay, could you now turn off the faucet, please? Amalam Kach Makublani. He says, look, I have a tradition, Ein Mispalam Al Rova Tova. So you're not allowed to daven a Rova Tova. We just saw that in today's daf, right? So the tradition is that, look, it's raining and it's raining too much. Okay. It's certainly an inconvenience, but you're not going to daven for it to stop. That's a tradition that I have. And af al pi kein, and even though I have such a tradition, heviu li par hoda. But bring for me a par and heviu lo par hoda, samach sheyadav alav. And he does smicha on the parva. Amar lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, Amcha Yisrael she'otzasa mimitzrayim, einam yicholim lo berava tova velo berav peranios. So, and he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look, the Jewish people, right, they, too much good for them, they can't handle, too much bad for them, they can't handle. Kast aleim, ein yichol la'amod. If you're angry with them, so they can't stomach that. Hishpat aleim tova, you give them too much good, so ein yichol la'amod. They can't stomach that as well. So here it's someone from sheyifsiku agashamim. So may it be your will that the rain stop. Ve'yurevach ba'olam. And there'll be like a little bit of break in the world. So miyad nishba haruch v'nispazor avim. The wind blow, the cloud scattered. Ve'zarcha chama, sang shon, ve'yatsu ha'am l'sadeh. and they went out to the field. They avilem kameim upitrios and mushrooms, meaning so when the ground is really saturated, so you're going to have fungus, and that's what they found. Okay, again, same as we saw in the Mishnah, but with just more details. So shalach lo shem ha-meshetach. So as promised. So here we go with shem ha-meshetach again. So that means that Choni Amago lived during the generation of shem ha-meshetach, and shem ha-meshetach was unhappy, and he sent the following correspondence over to Choni Amago. Umale Choni ata gozrani alecha nidui. So he says, for sure, I'd put you in cheirim had you been anybody else, but you're not anybody else. You're Choni Amago. I'm not going to put you in cheirim. But why do I want to put you in cheirim? So she'ilu shanim kishem, sorry, kishnei Eliyahu shemafte chos kisham en biyado she'Eliyahu lo nimtza shem shemayim mischalel al yadecha. Because remember what happened with Eliyahu Navi? We discussed it on day one of the Masechta, right? On Dav Beis and Tanya. So keys are not given over. Okay, sometimes they are. Right, and Tosos, right in the first Amud of our Masechta, points out that sometimes they're given over. And the keys of Geshamim were given over to Eliyahu. And Eliyahu told the people, look, until you guys do tshuva, it's not going to rain. Good. So now imagine, this is what Shimon Meshatach is telling Choni Amago. So imagine now that I have to make a choice, meaning obviously you and Eliyahu Navi are not in the same generation. But had there been somebody like Eliyahu Navi in this generation, so then he made a shvua that it doesn't rain, you make a shvua that it does rain, and now what? So somebody made a shvua shav, and that's being mechal al shem shamayim. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Good. So it's she'ilu shanim kishnei Eliyahu. I'm just rereading. She'maftechos kishamim biyado she'Eliyahu lo nimtza shem shamayim mischal al ayadecha. Okay, so that's the problem. In other words, you could have put HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a terrible spot, and one person's going to be making a shvua shav, and that's chil al shem shamayim. Okay, that's why I wanted to put you in cherem. However, but you're like a child who's got his father wrapped around his finger, right? You say something and he does it, and so I'm not going to put you in cherem. I'd love to. So in the analogy, the son says to the father, "I want to take a hot bath." Good. Shadfein b'tzonein. Now I want a cold bath. Okay, fine. Tainli agozim, shkedim afarsikim, v'rimonim. Give me sweet fruits. Okay. V'no sein lo, dad does. V'alecha kasav omer, yismach avicha v'yimecha v'taga, yolod atecha. Okay, and basically you're like a child who's got his father wrapped around his finger. Whatever you ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. And okay, so for that, I'm not going to put you in cherem. Tanu Rabbanan. Ma shalchu b'nei lishka sagazos l'choni amago. So what message was sent from the Lishka Sagazis, Sanhedrin, over to Choni Amago? So what was sent to him was drushas. Drushas from the last psukim of the 22nd parak of Eov. So the pasuk goes on to read, V'tigzor omar v'yakem lach v'adarchecha darkecha noga or. Okay, forgiveness for probably the mispronunciation of the pasuk in Eov. But anyway, so now what we're going to do is we're going to quote this pasuk. We're going to break it apart. And these are the drushas that the Lishka Sagazis is sending over to Choni Amago. Number one, V'tigzar Omer. So, Ata Gazra Melamata V'Kosh Baruch Hu Mekai Ma'amrecha Melamala. So you make the gzeros, right? You decree what's going to happen. Next, V'al Tarkecha Noga Or. That's the next part of the Pasuk in Eov. And so, Dorsha Aya Ofel. So the generation that was dark. Ha'arta B'Tfilasecha. You enlightened it with your tfilas. Okay, next drusha. Ki Hishpila V'Tarma Geva. Everyone was downtrodden, and you lifted everybody up. So Dorsha Yashafel, Higbiasa Bitfilasecha. The generation that was so low, you raised it with your tefillas. Okay, next part of the pasuk. Vesach Einayim Yoshia. Dor Sheshach, the generation that was bent over, Be'avono Hoshia Bitfilasecha. You saved them with your tefillas. Next part of the pasuk. Yimaleit Inaki. You save people who are not so clean of sin. And over here, the drasha is going to be pretty obvious. Dor shelo hayanaki maltaso b'tfilasecha. The generation that wasn't so clean, but meanwhile you saved that generation. And finally, one more part of the pasuk. V'nimla babor kapecha emilataso b'maasei yadecha. Havurim. So you rescued those who are downtrodden. Okay. I'm Rav Yochanan Kol Yamav Shalos Tzadik Hayim Mitzal Amikor Zeh. Okay, so during the days of that tzaddik, meaning Choni Amagel, so the following pasuk bothered him. Now Rav Yochanan obviously is reaching far back, meaning Rav Yochanan have obviously nothing to do with Choni Amagel. They did not live in the same generation, to say the least. Choni Amagel lived during Shem HaMeshetach, hundreds of years prior to Rav Yochanan. But still, Rav Yochanan points out that, let me tell you another story of Choni Amagel, and now I'll put this up as probably the most famous story about Choni Amagel. Look, I think these two stories that we're about to see, well, first one we already saw, this one coming up, I think they pretty much compete for top spot in stories about Choni Amagel. So first we start with a pasuk, Shir HaMalos, Reshuv Hashem, Eshiv HaSiyan, Hayinu Kecholmim. So when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, so we were like dreaming. Now, right, David HaMelech is writing this, and there hasn't been a single Beis HaMikdash being built, but obviously all this is Api Nevuah. So that means to say that when the Beis HaMikdash is built, rebuilt, so we were like dreamers. So let's jump from Beis HaMikdash number one to Beis HaMikdash number two. So, and with a 70-year gap. And so now what we're describing is that 70-year gap, that's Galus Bavel, so that is Hayinu Kecholmim. We were like dreaming. So Amar, so now Choni HaMagel, who now gets to read this pasuk of Tehillim, but now with the historical retrospect of, oh, he was describing that 70-year gap between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. And Hayinu Kechomim, and we were like dreamers. Mi'ika denayim shiv mishana b'chama. So, yeah, so you have a person's going to be falling asleep and dreaming for 70 years. Who does that? Okay. Everyone knows what's coming, right? Okay. So, yom echad. So, there was one day, hava azah b'orcha. So he was on the way in Chazyalu Gavra to Havanata Charuva. And he sees somebody planting a boxer tree. Amarle, hi, ad kamashnin tain. When do you think it's going to be bearing fruit? Amarle, ad shiv mishnin. Oh, well, it's going to bear fruit 70 years from now. So amarle, pshita lach de chai shiv mishnin. Wow, you're going to be living for the next 70 years? That's amazing. How do you know? So amarle, hi, Gavra, ma becharuv ishkachte, ki hechad shasli li, avasi, shasli nami libri. So he says, look, I don't know if I'm going to be here 70 years from now, but I came into a world with boxer tree. I want to make sure that my children, my grandchildren, are going to be in a world with boxer tree. So I'm planting, not for me, for them. So Yosef Kakar Chrifta. So okay, Choni Amagel, here's the answer. And what does he do? He breaks bread. He has a meal. Asale Shinta. Now, the way Rashi describes it over here, a cleft of rock surrounds Choni Amagel, basically isolating him from the community. And so Nim, and Ahadrele Mishinusa, Ichse Me'ena. And so now the cleft grows around him as he falls asleep, and so now nobody sees him. And how long does he sleep for? Vinim Shivim Shnin. He falls asleep for 70 years. Kikam. So now 70 years later. So fast forward, right, a short 70 years later, and Kam Chaz Yalahu Gavra Davakam Malake Minayhu. And now he wakes up what he thinks is the next morning, and he sees now that this tree that was planted is bearing fruit. Now he just heard, right, the night prior, what he thought was the night prior, that it takes 70 years for it to produce fruit. So Amalei Atu Deshaslisu, did you plant that tree? So Amalei Barberei Ana, he says, no, I didn't plant that tree. I'm a grandson of the person who planted that tree. Amalei Sham Amina Denai Meshiv Nishnin. Okay, so he just realized that he went into what you and I would call a time machine. Okay, so now he says, now 70 years have gone by. So Chazal Chamed Yisyaldele de Ramche Ramche. Now he also happens to see that not only did he meet the grandchild, but also animals. In other words, I don't know, he knew a particular animal. I'm not sure. Whatever. The point is, the way Rashi explains it, is that one animal that he was familiar with, so it produced herds of animals. Okay, in other words, procreation, right? And not only that, but multiplication. So all coming from one animal. So Azol Lebese. Okay, so now he goes home. So Amar Luhu Berei Dechoni Amago Mikayim. So now it's his son, but it's 70 years later. And the question is really simple. Who are you? So Amarle Berei Lesa Bar Berei Isa. So, well, I'm sorry, Fred, he makes an inquiry regarding his son. He says, no, son's not alive, but his grandson's alive. So Amar Luhu Ana Choni Amago. Okay, fine. So when meeting with his grandson, so he tells him, I'm your grandfather. All right, got it? So, lo him nuhu. Okay, so they didn't believe him. So, azla besa medrash. Okay, so at home, so he wasn't recognized, and not only that, but right, they weren't ready to hear this. So he goes to the base medrash. For sure in the base medrash, right, they're going to recognize me. So Shamin Rabbanan Tekamer Nirin Shmaisin Kibishnei Choni Amagel. And in the base measures, he overhears as they're learning. He says, oh, we have clarity today. Oh, remember those days of Choni Amagel where they had super clarity in the base measures? We're having one of those days. So Dechi Hava Ayla Bei Medrasha Kol Kushi Davil Rabbanan Hava Mefariklu. And you know, they tell stories that when Choni Amagel was in the base measures, they asked him questions and he was able to answer all the questions. So Amr Lahu. So upon hearing that, Choni Amagel gets excited. He's ready for the revelation. Ananihu. I'm that man that you're describing. Lohim Nuhu. All right. So again, they weren't ready to hear it. They did not believe him. Velo Avdule Yikara Kidimi Baile. And they didn't give him the cover that he deserved. They didn't believe it was Choni Amagel. So Chalosh Daite. Okay. So at that point in time, he had Chalisha Sadas. He was despondent by Rachame. So he asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, okay, I'm done. I'm done with this world. Umis, and he dies. There is a Ran in Nedarim, right? There's no Tosus on Nedarim, so in place of Tosus is a Ran. You're going to see it on the Tzuras Adaf. So there is a Ran in Nedarim. It is a much discussed Ran. The Ran says that under certain circumstances, you can daven that a person die. Okay? In this particular case, he davened for himself that he die. But the Ran says that under certain circumstances, a person is suffering terribly, and he's ill, and it's terminal. So the Ran says that you could daven that a person die. The Ran is found over there in Daf Mem. Anyway, it's whatever. Consult if it's Lamaisa, consult with your Rav. But anyway, so over here he davens that he dies, and the Kosh Baruch Hu acquiesced. Am a Rav Hainadami Inshi O Chavruso Misusa. So again, now in terms of popular and famous Gemaras. So here's another one. So we now see it in context, right? Choni Amagel had nobody to relate to. In other words, nobody believed he was Choni Amagel. So not at home, not in the base medrash. So O Chavrusa O Misusa. So we need a chavrushop. We need people to be with. It's critical. And the alternative is no good. So Abachilke Barbere de Choni Amagel Hava. Okay, good. Adkan. That takes us basically to the end of the stories of Choni Amagel. So that's the first Amud of today's daf. Continuing. So, Abba Chilkia, we're three lines on the bottom. An Chav Gimel Med Aleph. Abba Chilkia, Barbarei de Choni Amagel. So now we're describing a grandson of Choni Amagel. Hava Vechi Mitzra Chama Lemitra. When the world needed rain, Hava Mishadri Abana Legabei. So the Chachamim turned to him. Ubai Rachamei. And he would daven, Vasimitra, and the rain would come. Okay, so it's in the family. So Zimnechad Itzurecham Lemitra, Shtur Rabbanan Zugad Rabbanan Lagabe. So now the Gemara is going to be telling a long story, long meaning it's going to cover basically the second half of today's daf, and that a pair of rabbis were sent to the grandson of Choni Amagel. The Gemara gives us his name. Let's name him. So Abba Chilkia. A pair of Chachamim are going to be sent to him, and they are emissaries of the Jewish people, and basically they're going to ask from him, please, we need rain. So, Lemibai Rachame Denese Mitra. Okay, so the purpose is that he davened so that rain would come. Azulabese Velo Ashkechu. So first they went to his house, he wasn't home. Azulabadabra, they went out to the field. Vashkechu Davika Rafik, and he was working out in the field. So Yavale Shlama. So they gave him a Shom Aleichem, as we are now on the top of the Amud Beis. Velo Azbalu Ape, and he did not return a Shalom Aleichem. Okay. Every detail of the story of the Gemara is going to hash out. So just right now we'll hear the story, and the Gemara is going to follow up with a lot of questions. A lot. I counted 9. Okay. So pay careful attention to every detail of the story. So number one, he didn't return a Shalom Aleichem. So Bifanya, now as it's getting late, so Kiava Menachet Tzivi. Darat Sivi Umara Bechad Katfa. So he takes all of his tools and he puts them on one shoulder. Uglima Bechad Katfe. And he takes his coat and he puts it on his other shoulder. Kule Archalosai Misane. Now he was not wearing shoes when he went home. He walked on barefoot. And Kimata Lamaya Sai Misane. But as he's walking through water, so he puts on his shoes. Kimata Lehizme Vihigi. So when he gets the thorns, so Dalinu Lamane, he lifts up his clothing so that it doesn't tear. Kimata Lamasa, when he gets home, Nafka Devasai Laape, Kimikshata. His wife goes out to greet him, and she's dressed up to go greet him. Kimat labeise ala devesa bereisha, and walking into the house. So the order in which they walked into the house, his wife walked in first. Vahada ayel iu. Then he walked in next, and Vahada Ayla Rabbanan, the Chachamim came in last. Yasav Karchrifta Velo Amalahu LeRabbanan Sukruchum. So when he broke bread, he did not invite the Chachamim to eat together with him. Pala Grifta LeYinuka. He broke bread for his children and LeKashisha Chada LeZutra Trei. For the older children, he would give them one portion. For the younger children, he would give them two portions. So he turns to his wife and he says, look, I know why the rabbis are here, right? We've gone through this before. So let's do the following. Let's daven for rain before they ask. And that way, if it rains before they ask us, so they won't give us credit. In other words, we don't want the credit for the rain. And so let's daven before they ask us. And good. And Sakule Igra, they go up to the roof. Come iu bechada zavisa, viu bechada zavisa. He goes into one corner and she goes into the other corner. Him and his wife now are davening for the rain. Right? Sounds a little bit like Yitzchak and Rivka. So Kadam Salak Anane Mehach Zavisa de Devasayu. However, here, this is where the analogy comes to an end. Because by Yitzchak and Rivka, so Vaye Aser Lo. So Yitzchak was answered. Over here, she was answered. So how do we know that she was answered? The clouds assembled by her side of the rooftop. Kinachis, they go down, Amalahu Amai Asur Rabbanan. And now he goes down and he asks, almost like as if he didn't know, so why are you gentlemen here? So Amalei Shajalei Rabbanan, Lagabi Damar, Limi Bai Rachamei Amitra. So we were sent because we were asked to ask you that it rain on our behalf. So Amalahu Baruch HaMakam, Shalo Yitzrich Eschem, La'ab Chilkia. He says, oh, that's amazing. You don't need Abba Chilkia. Meaning, you guys are good. It's going to rain. I can feel it. So Amrle. So they say to him, I don't know if you know this, but we were here the whole time. We saw you. We saw you go up to the roof. We saw your wife go up to the roof. Like, okay. I guess he was trying to be discreet. Okay, anyway. So Amrle, Yedina Dimitra Machmas Marhu Da'asa. So we know that the rain came as a result of you. So El Aleim Alan Mar Hani Mili Ditmi Alan. But you know, we got a lot of questions. So if you don't mind, as long as we have your attention now, can you answer a lot of questions that we have? Okay, and now let's fly through these questions. Number one, my Tamiki Avinu Lechlamar Shlama Lo Azba Laman Mar Ape. Number one, when we first met you out in the field, we gave you a Shalom Aleichem, and you didn't give us a Shalom Aleichem. Is there a reason why? So Amaluhu Schir Yom Havai Vamin Lo Ifkar. So he says, I'm paid by the hour and saying hello to you, schmoozing on the job. So that is that's not productive. And when you're working and you're getting paid by the hour, okay, fine, you're getting paid for every minute, every second. Okay. Muster coming up in all these answers. Number two, Umay Tamadara Martsivi Achad Katve Viglima Achad Katve. You know, when you walk home from the field, your tools were on one shoulder, and your garment was on another shoulder. Why? Because I borrowed the talus, and I borrowed the talus only to wear it, but I didn't borrow the talus so that it could cushion the tools. In other words, I could only borrowed it for a specific purpose, and that's not one of the reasons why I borrowed it. Number three, my tamakula orcha lo saimar misane v'chimata lamaya. Sai Masane. You know, when we walked home, you walked on barefoot, but then when you walk through water, so you put your shoes on. Samalu kula orcha chazina b'may lo kachazina. He says, look, when I'm walking and I'm walking on the ground, I could see where I'm walking. And therefore, I don't have to worry about wearing shoes. I'm not going to step on anything that I shouldn't. However, when I'm walking through the water, I guess the water was really dirty. I can't see where I'm walking. Okay, so to protect my feet, I wore shoes. And I'm guessing, by the way, he did this as a way of preserving and conserving his shoes. Number four, my tamiki matamar lehizmi vihi delina lamane. You know, when you walk through the thorns, you lifted up your garment. So armalu zem alarucha vzem enam alarucha. If my legs get scratched, so I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. It's going to heal. If my clothing gets torn, right, that's not going to heal. I guess you could stitch it up, but okay. Number five, my tamiki matamar lamasa nafka divisayu damarki mikshita. Why did your wife come out and she was all dressed up? So Amalu Kadesh Lotene and Abi Shacheris. She wants to look good for me, so I don't get distracted and look at other women. Number six. My Tama Ailuhu Beresha Vahada Ayomar Abbasre. Vahada Ailino Anan. The order in which we walked into the home. So first your wife, then you, and then us. Why that order? Amalu mishum delo bedikoli. He says, because I don't know who you are. And so I don't want there to be any yichud whatsoever with you and my wife. So therefore, my wife goes in, I go in, and therefore there will be no yichud between the two of you and my wife. My tamiki karach marifta, lo amalan aise kruchu. Why didn't you invite us to dinner and eat with you? So mishum delo nefisha rifta, v'amin lo ichzik behu beramad and tivus bechina. Because I don't have enough bread, and if I would have made a gesture of please join us, and then afterwards say, oh, I'm sorry, there's not enough bread. But even that gesture would have been insincere. And I didn't want to give you the impression, not for a moment, that I had any bread to give you. So my time ayav marli inuka kashisha chado rifto lezutra trey. Why did you give your older children one loaf? Younger children, you gave two. So I'm a lohu, hi kai bevese v'hai yasa bevekinishta. He says, look, the as far as the older ones are concerned, they were home. And so they were able to snack on whatever there was to snack on. But the younger ones, they were in the base, they were in the shul. Shul over here probably means schools. And they had nothing to eat. And so therefore I know they didn't eat the whole day. And so that's why I gave more. Okay. And finally, my time kadam saluk anane mehach zavista avekaime devasai damar la anane dide. So now we saw that her tefillas were answered, meaning while you were on the rooftops, and we watched the whole thing. When you're on the rooftops and the two of you davening in two opposite corners, so the clouds came to her side, not to your side. She was answered. Any explanation? He says, yeah. Mishum de'isa sashchicha beveisa v'yasu rifta la'aniye umikar v'hanayasa. So he says, it's very simple, because her chesed better than my chesed. So when the aniyim comes, so what does she give the aniyim? She gives the aniyim bread, meaning they can eat it right away. So va'ani avin azuza, v'lo mikar va'ani asa. Now when they ask me for chesed, so I don't have bread, so I have money, so I give them money. Okay, but money's good, but you have to go to the store and shop and, okay, so in other words, so her chesed is just simply better than my chesed. Inami hani b'yurne dehave b'shivuasan. He says, and I'll give you another reason why Akash Baruch Hu listened to her much quicker than he listened to me. Because it happens to be that we have some rough people living in our community. So, ana barechem adelamesu. They must have been really rough on Anabachilkia. We don't have any details, but whatever. And he davened that these people die. So, vihi by rechem adelahadru betiyufta vahadru. And she davened, no, why? In other words, all they have to do is just simply be a bal tshuva. It's really that simple. So that's our tefillah. Now, this should sound familiar, because we got something very similar to this with Bruri and Rabbi Meir. That's the Gemara in Brachos. Somewhere around Daf Yod. I didn't look it up. I'm sorry. Okay. Chanan Hanechba. Bartei de Choni Amagil. Another grandson of Choni Amagil. So we continue now with another story. So Hava Kamitzarech Amal Amitra. So the world needed rain, and Hava Meshadra Rabbanan Yunuka Debe Rav Legabe. So here we're smart. So what they did is they sent children over to him. Okay, how are you going to say no to the children? So the v'nakti alu b'shipuli glima, and they're pulling on his garment, these little kids. V'amrle abba havla mitra, and they begged him, please, right, daddy, give us rain. So amal l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono sh'olam. And so here, chanan hanechba. So he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asei b'shul elu she'im akirin bein abad yav mitra la'abad alo yav mitra. Like, these children don't know the difference between an Abba that can provide rain, i.e. you, versus an Abba that can't provide rain, i.e. me. V'amai kari le'chanan hanechba. So why was he called Chanan Hanechba? That is somewhat of a strange name. Ibn Shaya machbi atzma bebeis akise. Because he would hide himself in the beis akise. Now, Rashi struggles a little bit with this girsa that we have in the Gemara. Rashi says, I'd prefer that we don't have that girsa in the Gemara. Rashi says, take out the words beis akise, and it just simply means that he had a lot of tznias. He was always in hiding. In other words, he wasn't a public person, and even as he davened, and he clearly had the total attention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it was all done privately. It was not done publicly. That's Rashi's preferred way of reading the Gemara. Rashi acknowledges there is a girsa with beis akise. In fact, we have that girsa. So Rashi says so what you'll do under those circumstances is basically, here's what you'll say, is that when he went to the Beis HaKisei, so there are tznias in the Beis HaKisei, the rules of tznias, right? The Gemara Brachos went over it with us in terms of how much you're allowed to uncover when you're in the Beis HaKisei, meaning you should be covered for the most part in the Beis HaKisei. even while relieving yourself, and that's how you read our Gemara with that girsa. Okay. Amalei Rebbe Zrika, so we're going to stop here. We're going to pick it up tomorrow with Amalei Rebbe Zrika, and we continue with more Maisim tomorrow. Okay, let's review. Okay, this morning. So number one, Rov Tova, right? Big topic of discussion this morning and the beginning of today's daf was what happens if it rains too much? So you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop, the answer is no. But we're going to qualify that no. Because even though the answer is no, but with qualification. Number one, if you're in Bavel and it's really dangerous and the houses can collapse on people if it rains too much, so then you do beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And another qualifier is if you're Choni Amagel. Okay. That's a really limited qualifier. But if you're Choni Amagel, so then you can ask for it to stop. You're not allowed to. In other words, he acknowledged that you're not allowed to. Okay. But he did. Okay. So those are the qualifiers that we threw in. On the Amud Aleph of today's daf, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Mm-hmm. So we got an expanded version of the, of Choni Amagel. Both in terms of him drawing the circle, standing in the circle, and asking Akash Baruch Hu for it to rain, and a number back and forth between Choni Amagel and Akash Baruch Hu because it didn't rain the way it should have. Because clearly Akash Baruch Hu was unhappy. Okay, but with Choni Amagel's petitions, it rained accordingly. And in the expanded version, so we got a lot more in terms of the response of Shimon Meshetach, the response of the Sanhedrin, the Lishkas Agazis. Okay. And part two of Choni Amagel is that pasuk in Tehillim made him crazy, right? That when we return from when we return to Tzion, so Hayinu Kecholmim, we're all familiar with the parak in Tehillim. So Hayinu Kecholmim, we were like dreamers. So 7 years were like a dream. Who's dreaming for 70 years? So the answer to that question is Akash Baruch Hu showed him Choni Amagel is going to be dreaming for 70 years. He went to bed. He slept for 70 years, and he comes up and the other really famous story of Choni Amagel, and that was all on the Amud Aleph that we went through. And then, starting on the Amud Aleph, going to the Amud Beis, grandchildren of Choni Amagel, who are also given this ability to petition, supplicate in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain. And we noted two episodes with two of the grandchildren. The first one, we got a really long version of the story, because the two Chachamim who came in to ask him for rain, and a lot of quirkiness in the story. And each one of the points of that were seem a little bit quirky, all was there to teach us Musar. 9 points of Musar that were learned from this episode of Abba Chilkiah and the Chachamim. Okay. And then finally, the last thing that we did is another grandson of Choni Amagel, Chanan Hanechba, who also was able to daven for rain, and an explanation of why he was given the name Chanan Hanechba. Adkan.